Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres on Friday condemned Israeli forces firing on a peacekeeper base in Lebanon as a breach of international humanitarian law.
There was naturally a reaction from many sides in solidarity with the peacekeepers that were wounded and in telling Israel very clearly that this incident is intolerable and it cannot be repeated.
The condemnation was echoed by many countries, including Italy, France, and China. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Friday called on the international community to stop selling weapons to Israel.
I do believe that it is urgent that, in light of everything that is happening in the Middle East, the international community stops exporting weapons to the government of Israel.
Lebanon's health ministry said Israeli airstrikes on central Beirut on Thursday left two neighborhoods smoldering, killed 22 people, and wounded dozens. After the strikes, Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV reported that an attempt to kill Wafiq Safa, a top security official with the group, had failed. At the ASEAN summit in Laos, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had real concern for the humanitarian situation in the Middle East, especially Gaza.
Now, Israel has a right to defend itself against terror attacks coming from Hezbollah, from Hamas, from anyone else. But it's also vitally important that in doing that, they focus on making sure that civilians are protected.
He said the United States would work to support the fragile Lebanese state to build itself up after Hezbollah's long-held sway. Pope Francis met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Vatican on Friday, where they discussed getting Ukrainians back from Russian captivity. Zelensky is traveling across Europe this week to discuss his proposed victory plan with the leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Germany, as well as the head of NATO. This is VOA News. While not as bad as feared, Hurricane Milton is so far responsible for the deaths of at least 8 people in Florida. According to PowerOutage.us, more than 2.5 million customers in Florida remained without power Friday morning. Kenyan President William Ruto and Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille spoke at a press conference in Nairobi on Friday, calling for the international community to help Haiti fight violence by armed gangs. Here's President Ruto.
Kenya and Haiti, therefore, stand united in calling on the international community to urgently rally behind this mission.
Kenya already has nearly 400 police deployed in Haiti as part of the multinational security support mission and is expected to send another 600. Prime Minister Conille.
The first deployments of Kenyan contingents in Haiti have been extremely helpful, useful, professional, committed. They've engaged almost immediately side by side with the police force.
Heavily armed gangs, which control most of the capital, Port-au-Prince, have continued to gain territory. Last week, members of the Grand Griff gang carried out one of the country's deadliest attacks, killing at least 115 people, according to a local mayor. The Nobel Peace Prize was announced on Friday by Jørgen Watne Frydnes, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Peace Prize for 2024 to the Japanese organization Nihon Hidankyu. This grassroots movement of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, also known as Hibakusha, is receiving the Peace Prize for its efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons.
The Nobel Committee expressed alarm that the international nuclear taboo that developed in response to the atomic bomb attacks of August 1945 was under pressure. The Nobel season winds up Monday with the Economics Prize. Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on Friday in Turkmenistan. The United States regards Moscow's growing relationship with Tehran a concern. It has accused Iran of supplying Russia with ballistic missiles for use in the conflict in Ukraine, something Tehran has denied. According to authorities, one person was killed and 12 people were rescued after being trapped for about 6 hours at the bottom of Colorado's Molly Kathleen gold mine when an elevator malfunctioned at the tourist site on Thursday.
It's going to take a full investigation to know what really went wrong.
The elevator was descending into the former mine when it had a mechanical problem about 152 meters beneath the surface. An investigation is underway. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.